On August 13th, President Donald Trump defended his administration's environmental rollbacks and attacked Democrats while speaking to workers at a chemical plant Shell is building in Pennsylvania. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Shell announced its decision to build the $6 billion ethane cracker in 2016. That was before President Trump was elected. Still, he cited the project, which will use ethane from natural gas to make plastic, as an example of how his policies are helping workers in the region. And he defended his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Trump said his efforts to cut environmental regulations have helped bring more economic activity to the region.
Look at the numbers. Look at the way you lived, because you never had anybody that wanted to take advantage of it. But now we're taking advantage of it. You're sitting on gold, and we're taking advantage of it. And your future has never looked brighter or better.
Trump also criticized Democratic candidates, saying their plans to deal with climate change would hurt American workers.
Virtually every leading Democrat has vowed to eliminate fossil fuels, obliterating millions of American jobs, devastating communities, and bankrupting factories, families, and senior citizens all across this region.
But as Trump spoke, a group of demonstrators gathered in the nearby town of Beaver. They were there to protest the plant's contributions to air pollution, climate change, and the increasing problem of plastics in the environment. Carl Davidson of nearby Aliquippa was one of them.
Why are we putting up with all this pollution and these problems just for plastic? You know? Don't we have enough plastic? Why in the hell do we need some more plastic?
Shell says there are 5,000 workers on site building the plant, which will be able to produce more than 3 billion pounds of plastic a year. It's slated to begin production in 2021. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.